White. Medford, Minnesota, June 29th, 1871. Dear son Willie, we received your letters in due time, also Lucinda's in reference to father. We thought strongly of returning immediately to Michigan, but your last expressed nothing especially discouraging from father. Therefore, we came on because ministerial labor was so very scarce, and our labor so earnestly desired. We know that you will all do what you can for poor father in his feebleness. We do not mean that he shall lack anything. Since writing the above, we have received yours and Lucinda's letters. We are so glad to hear from you. Poor father. Write us every day the particulars. The next letter you send, after you receive this, direct to Washington, Iowa. I commenced hoping to be able to write you a long letter, but I must give it up, for I am not able. My head troubles me considerably. We hope, my son, that everything in our household will move off well, that no special sickness may afflict you, and above all, we desire that God's blessing may rest upon you all. We are very glad to receive the letters from our dear son Marcus, and I would be glad to write especially to him, but my head will not admit of my writing. I now think I must have taken cold at Knoxville and at the last meeting. I had congestion of the brain at Milton Junction. I do not recover. I think I am not any improved in health since leaving Battle Creek. I have had drawbacks continually. But I am not going to be cast down or discouraged. I hope, my son, you will keep well and trust in the Lord. Quietly possess your soul in peace. Don't be too anxious or worried about anything. You say nothing in regard to your raspberries. Do they promise a good crop? I must lie down and rest now. Love to all the family, brother and sister Howland and the children, Marcus, Richard, and Lucinda. In haste, your mother.